The text for our meditation this morning is the epistle lesson for last Sunday. Once again, the text. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. So far the text. As we do it in Africa, I bring greetings to all of you from the 50 ministries of the African immigrants in North America. But also as we do it in Africa, I will say to you, God is good. You see, you don't know that. You have not taken that in worship 101. God is good. I'll do it better. God is good.
All the time.
Yes, that's better. That is better. Well, this morning I just would like to take you back to the first century, to the time when our Lord Jesus Christ, his birth was announced to Mary. And I'll just take you back to the mind of Mary, as she was told by the angel that she was going to be pregnant. Not married, she did not know a man, but all of a sudden the Holy Spirit comes and she is found with a baby. I can just imagine the shame that goes with having a child without being married. And I can just imagine what Mary would have thought about that pregnancy. An abortion might have been an option for her. After all, this was a fatherless child in human eyes. So the baby was born in Bethlehem. And Joseph was told by the angel, and he was told, "Do not be afraid." What a shame for a husband to just accept someone's child. You just have to go to that culture to understand it. But Joseph, touched by the Holy Spirit, takes the child and the mother. A child was adopted into a human father. And the story goes on, and you remember when Jesus was 12, when he got lost in the temple, what did his mother says? "Son, your father and I were looking for you all day. Where have you been?" A child was adopted into a human father family. But the adoption went the other way around, didn't it? It was not Jesus that was adopted, but who was adopted? Joseph himself was adopted as a son of the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. You know, in our tradition in Africa, especially in Eritrea, it is an insult to call someone that he or she is fatherless. That implies that the child is illegitimate. And I'm going to insult you this morning. I will call all of you fatherless. You were fatherless because of your sin. Your father died, Adam. He lost it. He was created perfect, in a perfect relationship with God the Father, and all of a sudden, he just blew it. He squandered the relationship that was given by grace. But God was gracious, and he looked out for all the orphans, and he sent his adoption agency, and one by one, he adopted you to be his children. So no more are you fatherless, but you have a father who is much more stronger than the father that you lost. And St. Paul knows this better than anyone of us, doesn't he? He thought he was with a father, and he was running around protecting his father and destroying the children of God and the church. And all of a sudden, his eyes were opened on the road to Damascus. Now he, for the first time, realized he was fatherless. And the foolishness of Paul in his human nature, when Jesus says, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He says, "Who are you, Lord?" Isn't that an irony? For a Pharisee to call someone Lord and he doesn't even know him? But God opened the eyes of his heart. And then he realized that he was fatherless. And gladly he followed the road to Damascus and was baptized. And in that baptism, God claimed him for his son. That is the road that all of you, all of us have taken. With our eyes closed, we did not see who the Lord is and who our Father is, and we run around after the gods of this world. And all of a sudden, the light comes and opens our eyes. And for the first time, we see God for who he is. St. Paul's prayer to the church in Ephesus is a prayer of thanksgiving. He says, "I give thanks to God because whenever I remember you, I remember your faith in Jesus Christ. And as I remember your faith, I also remember the love that you have for one another as brothers and sisters in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I have this one recommendation," he says. "Keep on pressing, and I will pray for you that God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Learning and knowing God never ends until we are in heaven." And he says that you may know him better day after day. And then he says, "It is not the eyes of your minds that need to open. Our minds are working and active, and we are very genius people. But it is the eyes of your heart that needs to open." That's feeling, isn't it? The eyes of your heart. We love with our heart. That is where the opening needs to happen. And he says, "I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you." And that hope is the inheritance, the heavenly inheritance. Once again, adoption. Adopted to inherit the heavenly inheritance with Jesus Christ, our brother. God is good. Oh, you are sleeping. I think I lost you. God is good. But brothers, I just want you to think for a moment. We are blessed, aren't we? We worship in this beautiful chapel. every day. And we have been instructed in the Word of God from our infancy. Now we are called to prepare ourselves to be the ambassadors for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just would like you to imagine going to the streets of New York City and Los Angeles and Washington, D.C., to the slums of those great cities. And the commercial world has not abandoned those great cities. But how about our church? We have betrayed the city that God loves so much. And in those cities, there are millions of people who are orphans, still fatherless, and they are wondering where the father has gone. And I'm just going to lay this in your hearts, because God has opened your hearts, that love of God, the adoption that you have gotten, that you enjoy, is also for those on the streets of those cities. So I just challenge you, don't forget the cities. Remember the cities, for God died for the city and for the people that live in them. The spirit of adoption. Even though we were all fatherless, unwanted children. Children that maybe the mother have thought aborting. But all of a sudden the angel comes and says to the mother, "Do not be afraid. These are my children, my sons and daughters. I have adopted them." I don't know, some of you might have tried adopting children. And these days, adopting a child has become very expensive, hasn't it? It costs a lot of money. And not only the money, but the red tapes that you have to go through, convincing the government that you are fit to adopt a child. And then convincing the other government that this child is going to be adopted by a nice home. The red tapes is endless, it seems. But then finally, after all the expenses are spent, the child is adopted and a family is born. But could you just imagine how much it cost our Lord to adopt you? It is not money, not silver, but his precious blood. Died on the cross so that he may enjoy the benefits of a child of the Heavenly Father. And my hope and my prayer is that all of us with great boldness, we will go to those cities, the highways and byways, and announce to people that they are already adopted into the family of God. God is good. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all our human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.